In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, this morning's gospel reading was another long one, and probably the longest in the entire three-year cycle, except for the Passion readings for Passion Sunday, which may be celebrated in place of Palm Sunday, but we will be doing Palm Sunday, so you just heard the longest gospel reading of the church year. And the reading was probably as long as my sermon is going to be, just about, and that is okay if I preach a little shorter so that you might hear the gospel preached to you by the evangelist John himself. And it was certainly worth it because of what it reveals to us about Christ our Lord. Through the prophet Ezekiel, the Lord God swears and prophesies, "Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people." We heard in the Old Testament reading how Ezekiel was taken by the Spirit of God to the valley of the shadow of death. And what did he behold there? Deep in the valley, he saw that it was full of bones. The Spirit led him on a gruesome tour of that valley, and he saw that there were very many bones on the surface of the valley. And behold, they were very dry. The countless dead in their trespasses, scattered across the face of the earth, very dry, meaning that there was no life in them. The lifeblood had all been drained. Their flesh withered away so that it was nothing more than dust. Dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. The curse is in full effect. Death is totally reigning. Upon the completion of this grisly tour, the Lord God posed a question to Ezekiel. "Son of man, can these bones live?" All sense, all reason says no. But Ezekiel answers the question in a way that skirts the question a little bit. He says, "O Lord God, you know." Perhaps that is not the best answer, but it's not a bad one. When God Almighty, who sees all things and comprehends all things, past and future, as in a moment, asks a question, "O Lord God, you know," may not be the best answer, but it is never a wrong answer. For surely God does know, and in faith you are not foreclosing anything to his power. "O Lord God, you know," Ezekiel says, and God does know. The Lord reveals before Ezekiel a marvelous vision. "Prophesy over these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.'" Hear the word of the Lord, because even the dead must stand and obey the command of God, whose word literally speaks reality itself into existence. And as the word of the Lord went out over the bones, what did Ezekiel see? There was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And Ezekiel looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, and there was no breath in them. And again, the word of the Lord went out over them, and the breath, that is to say, the Spirit of God, blew upon them. For breath and spirit are the same word in Hebrew. And the breath, the Spirit, came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Dead no more, but living, an army of the Lord God of Sabaoth. And with this vision came the prophecy. "Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. You will know that I am the Lord when I raise the dead. You will know that I am the Lord because the word of my power opens the grave and the dead come forth." And so we come to our gospel reading. The question that permeates the Gospel of John, the question that permeates all the Gospel accounts, is the question that Jesus asks his disciples. Who do you say that I am? And that question is answered definitively in today's text. As Jesus journeyed with his disciples, word came to him from Mary and Martha, Lord, he whom you love is ill. Lazarus, his dear friend, is sick. But little does Lazarus know, or his sisters know, or Jesus' disciples know, that Lazarus' ailment is temporary, and it is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God might be glorified through it. So it is with all of us on this side of glory. We rarely understand how our lives play into God's grand plan. And so, before Jesus arrived and his disciples arrived, Lazarus died. Jesus says, Lazarus has died, and for your sake, I am glad that I was not there, so that you might believe. It is not that Jesus is glad at Lazarus' death in itself. He himself weeps at the tomb, even knowing full well what he is about to do. Weeping and mourning is always the proper response to the horror of death. Christ our Lord weeps at death, but he is glad for the sake of his disciples, because through Lazarus' death, Jesus might be revealed. When they arrived, Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days, long enough for the corruption of death to have taken its toll. As the King James so vividly puts it, when Jesus requests for the tomb to be opened, Mary says, He stinketh, Lord. Lazarus is dead. The tomb has swallowed him. He is wrapped in burial clothes, and the corruption of death has set in. He stinketh with corruption. Martha, forlorn at Jesus' delay, says, and perhaps even with a hint of accusation in her voice, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. She had witnessed Jesus' miracles. She knew that he had the power to heal, and she wondered aloud the thing that so many Christians have wondered since that day. O Lord, why do you tarry? Why, O Lord, do you wait? Come swiftly, Lord Jesus, and set all things to right. But her statement, also like the statement of many Christians hence, is tempered with faith. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. I know that my brother will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Indeed, Martha shows us Jesus' words. If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. Martha shows us how often these words do not apply to two different kinds of people, but within the heart of the individual Christian. According to the flesh, which still clings to her, Martha, like all Christians, stumbles. But in the light of faith, she nonetheless sees clearly. But it was not, according to Martha's confession, for the resurrection on the last day that Lazarus had died. But it was for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Who do you say that I am? Jesus asks his disciples. It is the question that lingers in the background of the gospel. Who do you say that I am? And the word of God spoken to Ezekiel long ago boomed. You shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves. At the command of Jesus, the stone is removed. And at the command of Jesus, Lazarus, come out! The man who had died came out. Who is this that even the dead obey? This Jesus is the Lord God Almighty, who with the word of his power can even raise the dead. He is the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in him, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in him shall never die. Who is this Jesus? He is the one who has authority to lay down his own life and has authority to take it up again. No one can take it from him, but he lays it down of his own accord. He lays it down for you. He lays it down for me. He lays it down for us, so that we might be in him and he in us, that his life might be our life. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Jesus follows up this statement with the question, do you believe this? Do you believe that the one who called Lazarus out of the tomb has the power to call you out of the tomb? Do you believe that the one who was raised on the third day has the power to raise you as well? If you do, you can rest assured in your bed tonight and even in your grave that though you die, yet shall you live. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may rise for the offertory.